It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7.
You are tuned to Harvey's Huddle. Big shout out to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and of course, our friends at Mountain View Car Wash. This is no time to be riding dirty. Steamboat's only full-service car wash, easy to find just across from Yampa Valley Bank on Highway 40. And of course, this is the Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle. And with me, Tammy Bose Delaney. Tammy Delaney, how are you?
I am doing great. Like a perfect day, blue skies here in Hayden.
Yes, and of course, you were born and raised in Steamboat, but now you and your husband are residing out in beautiful Hayden, Colorado. Talk about what you're doing now, and then we're gonna jump back into the past and talk about Winter Carnival.
Sure. Yeah, born and raised in Steamboat, and never really thought much about Hayden until moved back to the area. And I realized come March why people who love horses like to live in Hayden, because all the pens are dried up. And I was in Strawberry Park at my folks' place with 3 feet of snow on the ground and came out to Hayden and the paddocks were dry. And that was 26 years ago. So my husband and I have the Hayden Greenery, which is coffee shop, Wild Goose Coffee. And have basically, I joke that I grew up in Steamboat, moved west to Hayden 26 years ago, and have loved it ever since.
In your past, you were one of the Winter Carnival Queens. You are part of the Winter Carnival royalty. Talk about that experience, because can you name dates? Do you remember, or do we even want to go there? Is that rude of me to ask?
I'll name dates. I'm very proud of my white hair at this point.
You've earned it, right?
Yes, I've earned it. February 1983. And a little fun fact, though, is I got to come back and be the queen in 1984 as well, because Maria Quintana was the official queen, and she was at the 84 Olympics in Sarajevo.
That's a good excuse right there for missing it, right?
Yeah. So I was very happy to come back and stand in her place while she's at the Olympics. So I got to actually ride in the sleigh a couple times.
Awesome. Let's talk about your favorite Winter Carnival memories. I mean, and also how it's evolved, because it's fun to kind of find out what we did differently back then.
Can we talk about childhood trauma?
Yes. Yes.
Actually, one of my earliest memories is that, and yet I think this is what still rings true today, is Carnival is all about volunteer and volunteerism, and it's really the community that makes it happen, and that was very much the case as a little kid. So my mom, I think one of the carnivals when I was really young, was running the concession stand, and I think Dad was, he was on the board of Winter Sports Club, so that meant they have to put on the night show. So he was preoccupied with fireworks and such, and all I can remember is tons of crowds, and I'm terrified of fireworks and running around screaming bloody murder. But that was probably at the tender age of three. But that is something that still to this day rings true to me, of going, our community has always been, it's all about what you put in. And I've always felt that whether it's work, wealth, or wisdom, that there's kind of this honor code in the valley of you bring to the table what you can bring. And if it means that you're just going to help dig a hole for the Pama, and some of our families did that, or if it's, you know, bringing the wisdom of how to set that Pama best, that type of thing. It was very honored regardless of monetary status. And I think, and I hope that's something that continues to remain in the spirit of Winter Carnival for years to come, because it is the massive amount of volunteerism and that commitment from everything from the ranchers pulling, you know, the kids on the horses to, you know, having the sled there for the Carnival Queen to the night show and all the parents that really make it happen that are Winter Sports Club parents. That's what makes Steamboat truly special. Not a hired team by any means.
Nope. Well, They still have the work deposit, so there's lots of volunteering going on because none of us want to pay that $300. Fortunately for me, I know how to speak into a microphone, so I get off really, really easy. And I get
the warm spot.
I get front row seats to the best events ever, so I'll take it. I'll take it. A lot of people don't understand what is the responsibilities of Winter Carnival royalty, and how does one get elected to that position? Is it elected, nominated? How does that all work?
Well, or do we, you know, when I was skiing, it was kind of like, because you were a woman, there were a lot of us on the girls' team. So that was probably how I was the default 1983 queen, to be honest. But it also has a lot to do with, and I think it's really careful to not think of carnival queens aren't necessarily the peach pageant beauty queen. Not to say that most of the queens that through the years are incredibly beautiful and athletic, but they're also smart. And it typically is that combination of girls that really want to excel at all levels, both academically and athletically. And you know, I was raised in a family where it was okay to beat the boys, and we mean in the gate. So, you know, we always took pride on being timed, and especially if we could be timed against the guys, all the better. So it was the queen royalty is not in the typical pageant queen. It's typically women that, for instance, my sister Heidi, who I think she was right in between World Cups to come and be queen for that week of Carnival, and Maria Quintana just after me at the Olympics. These are high, high level athletes. I was a pretty good skier, but not at that international level, which so many of our Carnival queens have risen to. So pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I think your family history is part and parcel to that, though, because your dad was quite the racer back in the 40s. And when he chose Steamboat because, well, tell the story, because you tell it better than I do. And I just think it's awesome. And the house that you grew up in on the way out to Strawberry Park, a lot of people will recognize it when you tell this story.
Yeah. Mom and Dad met in Mount Hood, Oregon, and he was a ski racer, and she declared herself as a racer chaser. And so she would sit on the steps at Mount Hood. Her friends would sit in the car waiting just in case he wouldn't give her a ride, but she'd pretend that she missed her ride back to Portland. So they met, and he loved to race all around the Rocky Mountain West, primarily, obviously, Oregon races, but up in Washington, Sun Valley. And then Helsin was a stop with Steamboat. And so with Helsin, he basically fell in love with the community. And so with five kids and one on the way, which was my sister Heidi, they moved to Steamboat and were looking around for places to live, having a bunch of kids. And nothing quite rang true, and they went just outside of town to Strawberry Park, which at that time there wasn't a lot of homes out there. And just outside of town there was a little small log cabin, but it had this amazing north-facing, kind of, really it's a northeast-facing hill. So for snow, keeping the snow on during the winter, it was ideal. And he and his mom looked at it as the perfect ski hill. And that's what he did. Is we eventually had a rope tow. He set up lights. It was infamous because it also had seven Christmas trees for all seven of us kids. And as the last in a family of all ski racers, that was also the indoctrination into my family for my husband, who had never met most of my brothers and sisters until we got married in Christmas time. And it was like, here, welcome to the family, because what we do, and sure enough, Dad did, is we all go pack the back hill, because it's way too steep for a cycle or anything mechanized. So you pack the back hill, and then Dad would set a slalom, get out the timer, and start timing. And we're talking, my brother Mike was Australian national champion. My brother was champion on a collegiate level. My oldest did great things, had another sister, Kim, and Billy both raced. And then I was more a social ski racer, but I still did the Rocky Mountain region and FIS type races. But I was a national champion for the father-daughter ski evening. So I do have a national title of some sort. But anyway, that's the introduction to the family is, welcome, Patrick. Let's see some dates. And he seriously started timing everybody. And of course, we all loved it. That's what we do. And, you know, you try to beat the brothers is what we'd always try to do as far as Heidi and I, and sometimes successfully. And poor Patrick, at that point, you're kind of lucky if you can ski down the folks back hill, let alone ski through a course. And I think my dad gave him definitely the benefit of the doubt to just even have the willingness to jump in and try. He's been a good sport about it ever since. So then it's still a part of our family. Still out there in Strawberry Park, but without a tow rope.
Well, yeah, you could drive by it if you come if you're coming past the middle school and the Strawberry Park Elementary School, as you meet up with the road that goes back to downtown. It's right there on the left. And I remember when it was active and lights were on it. And I'm like, oh, I want to go ski that. I want to go ski that. And I think I would have been intimidated, though, because I never was much of a racer. You know, growing up back east, I was a 6 day a winter skier. I thought I could ski. I could get down any run, but I didn't really, really learn how to technically ski correctly until I moved to Steamboat. And I told my mom, it was, Mom, I promise, just one ski season. It was 1988 after I graduated from college. But I'm exceedingly jealous as I do these interviews with all you natives who grew up here and got to experience Steamboat, Winter Carnival, the Winter Sports Club. And no matter what level you got to, those kind of experiences just, of course, move on to our next phases of life.
Oh, yeah.
And here you are running a business, and being competitive is not a bad thing, is it?
I don't know. My husband might choose to differ on that. But, yeah, it is pretty cool. And I look at this next generation because the Beauregard boys, my nephew Cedar has Adrian Kamen and Luke, who are just fierce alpine competitors. And then we also have Lynx and Fisher, who are on the Nordic side. And they celebrated their birthdays earlier this month in a very social distance fashion on the back hill, is what I heard. So it's just, it was such an extraordinary thing to be raised with that. And I think for me, even though I moved west from Steamboat, I did travel a lot in between and lived over in Europe for a while. And you come back to the Yampa Valley, and where else, and for me, the horses are a huge passion. And where else in this world do you get to grow up knowing ranching and horses and kind of the agricultural lifestyle, and also skiing and world-class with Perry Mansfield next door to us growing up, to have world-class dance and theater and that type of thing. It's pretty unique on this planet. So that was definitely a privilege that when we returned to this area, we wanted our kids to experience it. And Hayden went out because of the horse thing and loved it ever since.
Well, that's awesome. If you're just joining us, Tammy Bowes Delaney is with us, reliving some of Winter Carnival past and growing up here in Steamboat Springs and being part of the Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. So Tammy, any final, you know, quick little Winter Carnival memories, either whether it's the street events or something that may have happened to you or your kids or family members, before we hit the road?
You know, just, it really takes a village. And I remember working on a project at one point reflecting about the Yampa Valley, and it's not just the village of Steamboat, it's the outlying communities as well in the Yampa Valley, where the fact that 1 week out of the year, folks will haul in their horses. And for those who do horses, taking the trailer out in the winter is not for the faint of heart. For the ranchers to be taking their horses out in, you know, sometimes needy, pock-deep snow, and pulling kids down the street and doing those things all for the fun of it. It's not about the money. It's really about celebrating community, celebrating history, celebrating our heritage, who we are, what we do. That's what stuck with me through the years, is such an extraordinary thing. The volunteer time commitment and effort that really makes such an incredible production happen. And I think that's kind of advice I have for newcomers, too, is going, you know, growing up in Steamboat, it didn't seem like there was like this local thing. Oh, you're a local or you're a local. Who is a local are those who would really jump in and put the time and effort in to make great things happen. So it was not about a financial thing. It wasn't about PhDs or MDs. It was really about who you are as far as willing to be a part of the community. And to me, that spirit still is out there of you want to make something great happen, well, jump in and be a part of it. And if something isn't happening that you think should be, that should be fun and has a community focus, make it happen. It's pretty special. That's how Carl Housen did it back in, what, 19... When is the anniversary of Carnival? Was it...
What was it, 1908?
Somewhere back then.
Somewhere, yeah.
You know, they just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
It is. It's fun to be a part of it. Tammy Bose Delaney, thank you so much for taking the time. You have a happy Winter Carnival. Say hey to Patrick. Can he keep up these days on skis, or are you still blowing him away?
You know, I think he switched more to the skate skiing in the Nordics. So I have this other issue of a daughter and son that love to ski. And I have to say, I went up on the mountain with them on Sunday and it was just steamy. I shouldn't let out the secret, but Christy 3 has no lines. When they're running Christy 3, there's no line. But Fit Steamy, which is as close to Helsinki as you get as far as seat space, beautiful run, was spectacular. And I can't keep up with my kids. So let them know that. Geez, okay.
Well, my son is 11, and we're more of mogul skiers in the Harvey family. And he's in the mogul program with Winter Sports Club. And
I
still have him by a little bit, but not much, not much. And I think most of the advantage that I have is ballast. So when in doubt, I can just point them down. And I've probably got 100+ pounds on him. So, you know, for now, for a year, a couple of months, I got him beat. But he definitely does way better in the air than I do. I don't mind being in the air. Yeah. It's that landing thing.
The landing thing can be really troublesome.
Yes.
That's one thing I tell the kids is going, you know, it's one thing to be able to ski fast. The other thing you have to know how to do is either stop fast or land well. And land well meaning land in a way you don't really injure yourself. So,
exactly.
Skiing fast has responsibility too. So.
It sure does. Sure does. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. You have a happy Winter Carnival. Of course, you are tuned to Harvey's Huddle. If you're just joining us, that was Tammy Delaney. Tammy, give your business a shout out. If people are out in Hayden and they want to get some really, really good coffee, stop by the Granary. Talk it up a little bit.
Yeah, Wild Goose Coffee at the Granary. Old grain elevator that my husband and I dove into kind of heart over mind 11 years ago. And first ran as a feed and tack store, and it's been a coffee shop now for coming on 8 years. And we make everything by scratch. I have a husband who loves to bake, and so suddenly it took him out of the kitchen at 4 a.m. here at home to he could do it without disrupting a house down at the Granary. But we have a couple outstanding bakers in addition to him, and Bonnie Gerton, who grew up in Steamboat as well. Bonnie and I are kind of the main crew this winter, but an amazing team there and amazing coffee, and just good to catch up with people. And even in these COVID times of wear the mask, social distance, but it's a good community spot.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. It is Harvey's Huddle. Thanks to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and of course, our friends at Mountain View Car Wash. We'll be right back on the Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle on KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7 and on the World Wide Web at SeaBoatRadio.com.
Boxers or briefs,
you're gonna need a cup.
Sports on FM. KTYV, Steamboat Springs.